Maryland's News, now on WBAL.
It's 3:51. Now the Ravens don't have to worry about what to do with Jim Caldwell. The offensive coordinator has, by all reports, taken the head coaching job with the Detroit Lions. An AFC North blogger for ESPN.com, Jameson Hensley, joins us with what the Ravens should do next. Jameson, thanks for being with us.
Oh, always great to talk to you, Maribeth.
Before we jump to the future, let's just talk for a moment about Caldwell, because I don't want to make it sound like they really wanted him to leave. I think he was widely respected, but a lot of people feel that he'd be a better head coach as opposed to a play caller.
Yeah, I mean, he always had a big picture mentality. And that's when you look at his three decades of coaching, his kind of role that suited him the best was either as a head coach, whether it was at Wake Forest or Indianapolis Colts, or kind of that quarterback guru who was always in the ear of a young quarterback grooming him, whether it was life in college or in the NFL. So I think those were the two roles that he was most comfortable with. The only reason he went to offensive coordinator for the Ravens was that they felt that it was best to get with the change with Cam Cameron.
With Cam Cameron, right.
And they, from everything that I was being told, they pretty much had to convince Jim Caldwell that him being the offensive coordinator was the best move for the team.
And during that season, it turned out to be.
Yeah, I mean, you couldn't have asked for anything. I mean,
right.
it seemed like everything that Jim Caldwell called that season, everything went right. And believe me, last season, there were a lot of struggles, and I know people, a lot of fans were calling for the firing of Jim Caldwell, but for those four games in the playoffs, I think having Jim Caldwell as an offensive coordinator truly helped them get into the Super Bowl, because I'm not sure they get there with Cam Cameron being the play caller.
Okay, so now the Ravens don't have to worry about making that maybe unpleasant for them decision about Jim Caldwell. He's moving on to the Lions, even though nothing has been officially announced yet, right?
No, it's kind of the Lions' MO that they will only announce when he signs on the dotted line. So that's supposed to happen very shortly. I believe by the next day, he will be officially announced, and you'll see the press conferences and all the photos everywhere on the internet and television.
Okay, so you've got now your ideas for who the Ravens should hire for this role. Why don't you tell us about that? I don't think you're alone.
No, I mean, there are a lot of good candidates. Let me just say that first.
But let's talk about the number one.
But the number one for me, the clear-cut one, is North Turner. Right now, he's currently the Browns offense coordinator, but everyone seems to feel that because they fired their head coach, it's only a matter of time before they fire the rest of that coaching staff. But if you look at his resume, what he has done with quarterbacks during his time in Dallas with Troy Aikman, in San Diego with Phillip Rivers, and what he did with the Cleveland offense last year, they went through three quarterbacks, and very mediocre quarterbacks, and they still finished 18th in total yards. That's 11 spots higher than the Ravens. I thought what he did with the Cleveland Browns just kind of reinforced what a great offensive coordinator he is. I believe he is the best candidate out there, but because he's still under contract with the Browns, teams are going to have to wait possibly till as late as February to even start interviewing him.
And in this climate, that's a long time, right?
Yeah, I'm not sure if he fits that timetable, because the problem is, if you wait and you put all of your eggs in the North Turner basket, say, and he decides, you know what, I don't want to be the offensive coordinator, maybe I'm just going to take a year off, something like that, well, then all the other candidates that were out there will probably have jobs elsewhere. So it really puts teams in a tough spot if you're focusing in on North Turner.
All right, so who would be your second pick, and would you go in-house?
Yeah, I mean, I think the logical pick is in-house with wide receivers coach Jim Hostler. It would make the seamless transition, because he's been here since Harbaugh's been here. He knows the coaches. He knows the players. The stumbling block, or the kind of what I call the tough sell, is the only time he was offensive coordinator was in 2007, and the San Francisco 49ers ranked last in yards and points. That's pretty hard to have that on your resume if you want to be an offensive coordinator.
All right, Jameson Hensley, ESPN.com. Thank you, as always, for joining us.
Great. Thank you, Mary Beth.